Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. You want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Berclair.
That'd be a little weird.
Or maybe they'll say that. I don't know anything about Berclair.
Me either. So, anyway, wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Don't forget to continue to send us your pictures and your little, wouldn't it be a little weird? And what we've decided to do is, instead of picking four or five winners all at once, we're going to do this for a few weeks. We'll just pick one winner a week. And, you know, you don't have to send in a second one. You don't have to keep hitting us up. We've got them all. We know how to search for them. But we will be picking four or five winners all the way up until Christmas. So, chance to win some cool gifts from Strange Brew Coffee House. Just send it in. Wouldn't it be a little weird? What is it? Hey, Brian Haydad, Robbie Falk, Strange Brew Coffee House. Wouldn't it be a little weird if Brupolo was in wherever you're from? We've gotten some good ones.
Was that exactly what you asked? Like, that you wanted people to tweet just like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I must have missed that because I was like, everyone is tweeting the exact same tweet.
Yeah, I said, let's keep it the same. I want it to look okay. The same. So, because that way, if I go search for
these people, these people listen to what we say more than I listen to what we say. It's really insane. I don't even remember what I said when I leave the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember who I picked for SEC picks.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said on there. I have to go back and listen.
Yeah.
When somebody says something. And these people remember word for word what was said.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate our listeners. I'm not kidding when I say that at the beginning of the show. The MSU, the Mississippi Beef Council, wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. The turkey's going to have his day in just a week from today. Until then, though, every day can belong to the cow, the most noble of animals, in my opinion. And it's because we love to eat beef. And if you don't want to cook out this weekend, even though you should, the weather's going to be awesome. I don't blame you if you want to go hit up one of our great steakhouses. And let us know which one is your favorite. Go to the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page and vote for your favorite steakhouse and burger joint in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know that you're looking for it. You definitely want to get some new stuff. It's Christmas time almost. We got to get some new stuff under the tree. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got you covered at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. And if you want to have a great Sunday brunch this weekend after the game, the place to do it is at Restaurant Tyler. You have a 1 in 3 chance of seeing Robbie Falk there in the wild. So, you know, if you want to eat where the celebrities in this town eat, Robbie Falk might be there. He might be enjoying a Mississippi biscuit or or some fried chicken or something like that, you know.
Or fried catfish.
Fried catfish, also a possibility. The best Sunday brunch in town, it's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations ready to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where those locations are, but show you how they're going to help you invest and help you manage your money and help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you don't want to wait around. You don't want to be on hold. You want to talk to somebody directly. You need the level of service that Priority One Bank can provide for you. 16 locations means if you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We'll talk some hoops a little later in the show. talking Mississippi State versus SMU and what should be a very exciting college basketball game. But we will start with football. Just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jerod Hamilton from PowerMizzou.com. Robbie, I got to be honest, and I hate to do it. I hate to be honest, but in this situation, I would prefer to lie to people in this situation, but I'm not going to. I see a lot of positivity, a lot of optimism around this weekend's game, that there's a real feel that this is one that Mississippi State can get. I got to be honest, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. This was one a few weeks ago that I felt all right about.
Yeah.
But State, other than UMass and Eastern Kentucky, it hasn't felt like State had an opportunity to win a single game.
I thought against Arkansas, going into that game, I was like, they can win this game.
I mean, looking back at the games.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not a single game that I was like, man, if they just would have done that. I mean, strangely, Georgia was probably the only game out of there that I felt like if they would have got like one more stop and got the ball back, that would have made things really interesting. The rest of them, going into the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, it never felt like State had a chance. And that's kind of my issue with this is Missouri, while they look incredibly mid, they found ways to win games. Mississippi State doesn't really know how to win games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my issue with this. Do I think it's possible State can win this game? Very much. I think that this is a very winnable game for them. I just don't know if I'm ready to jump on board with them winning it.
This feels like the first time this year where I think – yeah, you go back to the summer, and you and I talked about this team. We're like, hey, they're going to have to win shootouts, right? They're going to have to win some 38-35 kind of games. This feels like State's best chance to do that. I thought they had that chance against Arkansas, and it just got out of hand. And, you know, I keep going back. State was in position to score 40-plus points in that game, and it still wouldn't have been enough to win. But they were in that position. They had two drives stop on the one. This is a game, though, where I could see, you know, I look at last week, Lenore Sellers, who's been good this year, but not a great passer, 351 and 5 touchdowns against Missouri. Van Buren can have success against this Missouri defense, I think.
Yeah, he can. The big thing is State needs to have a start like they did against Texas A&M.
Mm.
They started the game strong. I think what you saw in that game was adjustments from Texas A&M defensively. That was the difference in the game. Missouri doesn't have that kind of defense, where I think they can adjust and just completely wreck Mississippi State up front. They have some good players on the defensive side, but it's not Texas A&M where, you know, that was evident in the second half that they had adjusted what they were doing. They pinned their ears back. They came after Michael Van Buren. They made things difficult for them. State needs to start off strong and go from there because I think State can have success throughout the ball game. They just haven't been able to do that offensively. It's been, you know, first three possessions, they struggle. Then they finally get something going, but they've already fell back by 17. That's kind of been the case for them. They need to come out first possession because the chances of them getting the ball first are like 90% apparently now. I mean, they've gotten the ball, I think, every single ball game first.
It feels like they always choose to receive and the other team always chooses to defer. So they're always getting the ball. They're really like, that's what I do when I play Madden. What are you doing? Quit messing with your camera.
Somebody called me. I have to get out of it.
Whoever that is, no. Which
I don't know who it is.
It was one of those. Okay. I got you. Go ahead, though.
No, but like, you know, State starts off the ball game and they get a three and out. And especially on the road, you know, they come out and they just don't play really well. Texas A&M, they came out and drove the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Emphatic opening drive. You need that to happen in this game to get the momentum, and then you need a defensive stop and then go from there. This game to me feels a lot like that 2020 Missouri game. Missouri was clearly the better team between the two. Mississippi State was struggling, but this was kind of Mississippi State's last gasp, last ditch effort, and they got to go out on top. This is a chance for them to do that. And I think if they get a good start in this game, I think they can and maybe even will win this game. I think they have that ability. If you can get Mizzou down on the ground and make them quit early in this game, I think they will. Because, this team's not going to the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the really nice bowl game is starting to slip a little bit, especially if they lose this game.
Yeah.
And they just haven't looked great. With that said, like, it's kind of contradicting what we said coming into this, is that we just don't see Mississippi State winning this game. It's still a team that's found ways to win tough games, and they had a chance to win last week when it, you know, there were times it looked like they were going to fall apart. So it's still a team that's pretty well coached, that has two really good players at key positions in Brady Cook and Luther Burden.
Yeah.
And how they play, I think, will dictate the game.
The mentality of this Missouri team is really the biggest difference for me. If they come in and they're like, look, we're not in the playoff, but by God, we're going to finish this season 9-3, and we're gonna show everybody we're a good team, then they're still very dangerous. But if they come in and they're like, we can't go to the playoff, what are we doing here? You know, then there's a possibility. By the way, do you want to know what time of year it is? You know what time of year it is? That time of year, buddy.
Uh-oh, you starting to cough?
I got a little scratchy throat this morning.
Uh-oh. That's not good, because you have a persistent cough that lasts for several weeks, I feel like.
Yeah. Got to get through that. I can't be canceling Thanksgiving, because I can't have that.
You talk for 4 hours a day.
Yeah. I may have to go get a shot in my ears tomorrow. That'll make me feel a little better.
That'll knock it out, usually.
It usually does. It usually does. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about this game from an outside perspective, from the Mizzou perspective. My buddy Gerard Hamilton, who you need to get to know. Gerard, big wrestling guy. I told him before the interview started, I was like, we're just talking wrestling. He was like, let's go. I was like, we're just talking new bloodline. We're good. And he's like, I can do it. I can give you a half hour on that. So
you don't watch the bloodline. You stick with AEW.
I've been keeping up. I like the bloodline stuff. The other stuff I don't get as much into, but I like the bloodline. Anyway, Gerard Hamilton, powermizzou.com. Let's get his thoughts on this game and what he thinks about this matchup and the Missouri Tigers. Happy to have with me right now Gerard Hamilton. He's been on with us a few times before from powermizzou.com. Now a 24/7 site, am I correct?
Correct.
Made the move. They made the move. Congratulations on that. I think, you know, you and I talked about Missouri back during the summer. And, you know, you made it very clear, like, hey, this is a team that expects to be in the college football playoff. They expect to be in that discussion. That is now sort of outside of the realm of possibility after last week's loss at South Carolina. You know, when I think about how does Mississippi State win this game, the first thing I think is Missouri comes in and they're just down. And they're out because they've lost the chance of that. Mentally, where is this Missouri team, and do you think that's a real legitimate concern for them?
It's definitely a blow. I mean, to be honest, when they lost against Alabama, that was really when the CFP thing was for the most part out of it. But you know, the internet, and if this team loses and this team loses, there's some type of shot or whatever. But after this last loss, post game, you could tell they kind of actually knew it was real. It was reality at that point. So, how they're feeling. You could tell maybe Drink was not down. I wouldn't call him like sad or nothing. He knows what they've got to do going ahead. But you can tell it's a little different knowing, like, you've done – we're talking about from the Cotton Bowl last year, where everybody's saying, man, if the 12-team playoff was this year, Missouri would be in it. You're talking about all that plus all the hype that builds through. It takes a bit of a second to kind of let that pass through. But I do think, based on his comments and a couple other players' comments, they're not – overlooking Mississippi State, and they're not going to hold on to the South Carolina loss. I think Gabe wrote the other day, if they get to 9 wins, it'll be the 9th time in school history that they've done that. So that's still something they're trying to accomplish, trying to get a pretty decent bowl game. And the last time they faced Mississippi State, they almost lost by 20 because they were looking at the record and stuff like that. So they're not trying. They've seen this movie before, and they're not going to let it happen again.
I think having Brady Cook is a big help in that too, because that guy has become one of my favorite players in the SEC this year. The comments he had after the Auburn game, I mean, maybe I'm just an old person, but that's just the kind of football player I want to rally around. How much of an influence does he have in dragging this team forward through these last two games so they can accomplish whatever goals they have left?
Man, he's probably the most well-respected, you know, captain, leader, whatever on the team. I mean, again, after that Auburn game, literally midway through the game, he's in the hospital, and he gets out the hospital and he finds a way to play in the game. He made 35 consecutive starts before missing the Oklahoma game, and then he was back for this game after being doubtful for most of the week. So, yeah. I mean, he's a true warrior in the physical sense. He played a pretty good game last week. He's not 100%. He's admitted, to as much, but the team, it's so much easier to rally around when your quarterback is the toughest guy on the team. Like, it's, how can I complain about whatever's going on if this guy is literally dragging himself out of a hospital, playing with two different injuries, two very important injuries to his game? He likes to scramble, and they've got design runs for him at times. So he's got a right ankle sprain. He's got a right wrist issue. I mean, they called it upper body, but we've known it's a wrist. And Drink even mentioned it yesterday. He can't even do certain –
technically upper body, technically.
Yeah, but we know. And so he can't do a, can't flick his wrist the way he wants to on certain passes. But he's still out there battling. And so I think he can kind of corral the guys to finish the season strong.
People have, here at Mississippi State, there's been, I wouldn't say positivity, but there's some optimism that Mississippi State, this is a game Mississippi State can win. And I keep asking people the same question. Okay, who's going to cover Luther Burden? Because that is the whole game for me. And that's a guy who's a game changer in every sense of the word. And Mississippi State just doesn't have a guy that can match up with him one-on-one. I don't think anybody in the country really does. So my question would be this. I'll take the word cover out of the equation. How do you limit Luther Burden? That's tough, man.
If you probably got to double. You probably got to do some doubling. Got to do some shading. It's going to be hard. I think in this contest particularly, I think Missouri's going to try to run the ball heavy. I mean, Mississippi State, 126 in run defense. They will pass the ball to Luther Burden. And this is something I've been saying all year long. I don't know why it's taken them to the last two games to really do this. Establish the run. It makes everything in the pass game easier. Because even before Brady got hurt, the passing game, it didn't have a rhythm to it. And that's most of the season. So going into week 8 at Auburn, that's most of the season where it doesn't really have a rhythm. Those deep shots weren't really connecting at all. You saw a couple last game, but like in that, and seeing just a couple last game, Marquise Johnson had one on that pass interference. Obviously, Luther's one handed catch. Like, it was crazy to see two in one game. And last year, that used to be somewhat of the norm. So I think they're going to try to establish the run, and that is going to open up Luther Burden and all those guys. I don't know who's going to guard Luther, because it was funny, before he made that catch, it seemed like he's kind of been quiet throughout the day and stuff
like
that.
That's when he's most dangerous, man.
Exactly. And then you need a 4th and 5, which, again, they've ran. Well, I said they seen this movie earlier before. They've played this movie earlier before. 4th and 5 a couple weeks ago, I think it was, versus, I want to say, Auburn. Exact thing where Luther does an out route, gets the first down. This time it's a one-handed catch for a touchdown. So I think run to set up the pass, and then if that happens – Missouri may be able to have their way.
I see what Lenore Sellers was able to do last weekend against, and he has not been the best passing quarterback this year, but 5 touchdowns, 350 yards. Michael Van Buren's been very good for Mississippi State this season as a true freshman. Is that just a one-off? Because when you look at Missouri's defense, it's kind of the story of their season, right? They're really good when Missouri wins. They're not so good when Missouri loses. Is Missouri's defense a question mark, or has it just been the teams they've played in those three games?
Question mark is, it's a different way of saying question mark, because most of the year, I mean, they've kept them in all of the games they've been in. I obviously take out A&M and Alabama blowouts, and this recent loss to South Carolina where the secondary was struggling so bad, but they've kept them in a lot of games this year. And the defense has probably been the better side. If you ask someone, they've been the one who you haven't had to worry about. But the problem is, a lot of their stats felt inflated because getting shutout wins versus Murray State, Buffalo, holding UMass to 3 points. I mean, like, it's hard to kind of evaluate how good a defense is when that's some of your competition.
Yeah.
Versus Sellers, it was a mix of a lot of things, scheme issues, just being undisciplined at certain spots, not tackling well, having your eyes out of place, looking at the wrong things. And Missouri's been susceptible to big plays. I know that's something Mississippi State can do, and they're used to passing the ball. Obviously, I mean, they've trailed in a lot of games, but Missouri thinks, and I feel like it's true, Mississippi State's a little bit better than the record. They haven't had the easiest schedule by far. I mean, they can play offense. And so if it gets to that where it's a shootout type of thing, yeah, Van Buren, who's had a couple 300-yard games, he can have a day. And Missouri has twice now let two different quarterbacks where you're like, I don't know if they're the greatest quarterback or the greatest passer, such as Connor Wigman or Lenore Sellers, you've had those guys looking like Heisman candidates, just going off doing whatever they want to do. So they're definitely susceptible, and they've got some holes there, especially in that secondary.
You kind of hit on something there I wanted to ask you about, and that's, you know, I think for State to have any chance to win, they've got to be in the high 30s, right? Because they're just so poor defensively. You know they're going to give up points. Missouri, when you look at their schedule, they haven't really been in a shootout. You know, the Vanderbilt game wasn't a super high-scoring game. It goes in double overtime. The Auburn game, they've been in close games, but they haven't been in a game where they had to win 38-35 or something like that. Is this Missouri team comfortable and capable in that kind of game?
I think I would still say yes. It's the talent. It's not the issue. That's not the issue. It's just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just been able to, you know, connecting on some of these passes or some of the things, is just not having a rhythm. I will say, though, the last two weeks have proven that if you run the ball like you did last year, you can afford to do a shootout, because you're not one dimensional. And that's what I was saying earlier in the year. I asked Drink about this earlier in the year, you know, when they were having some struggles, is it, are you going to establish the run a little bit more? He was just like, well, it's not really about that. It's about getting more of a rhythm on offense, which translating that means is we've got to complete our passes and we've got to connect on some of these deep shots whenever they are available. And now these last couple of weeks, they've been running the ball, because they've been able to run the ball really well pretty much the entire year. They've been able to run the ball, and that opens up the pass. And so now I think if they get in the shootout, I think they can be able to handle it a little bit better, because they are finally finding that rhythm.
Just a couple of minutes left. Every week here on the podcast, we do an X factor, a player who not necessarily going to be the offensive or defensive player of the game, but man, for one play, they could make a difference for you. Who is that guy from Missouri? Who is one guy who, you know, it's not Luther Burden, it's not Brady Cook. Who is a guy that could be that guy who makes a play that makes a difference in this game?
I'll go. It's still kind of a by committee thing, but I'll still go Nate Noel. He had a 27 for a $150 last week and a touchdown. I mean, when he's been healthy, he's been, if you told me he was the best offensive player, not talent wise, but just consistent and production wise, I wouldn't agree with you. It's one and two, wherever you want to go. He's been really good when he's healthy. He's been battling a foot injury, you know, for, you know, this middle stretch of the season. He said he's, last week I asked him, like, how close are you to 100%? He said he was pretty close, and we've seen that. So when he gets going, I mean, they already got a decent running back room. They like their stable of running backs, but no one has the combination of his explosivity and experience. They have, you know, a freshman guy, Kawan Lacey, who's just, as, you know, he's pretty explosive, but obviously doesn't have the experience to go with that. They got Jamal Roberts and Marcus Carroll, kind of bruiser backs that they like in certain situations, but they don't have that oomph, that potential to break one for 80 per se. And so if he gets going, I mean, it could be a long day, because if the run game goes well enough, they may not even have to pass, to be honest, if they choose to go that route.
Yeah, picking a running back against this Mississippi State defense is kind of a safe bet, but you're probably correct. He will have – I'll be surprised if he doesn't have a big day. Jerod Hamilton, PowerMizzou.com. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate Jerod. Appreciate him coming on with us. And good stuff from him. He thinks his team is going to be okay mentally, Robbie. He thinks that, you know, that especially having, like you mentioned, with Brady Cook, he'll drag this team if he has to. Cook has become one of my – the stuff after the Auburn game where he was like, they were going to have to kill me to keep me out of this game, basically. He shot right to the top of my favorite non-MSU players in this conference.
If they were down to Drew Pine,
I would say State's
going to win this game. But Brady Cook, I feel like, is the difference. You know, he is a veteran quarterback. He's on the same page with everybody out there. Mm-hmm. You got a freshman in Michael Van Buren. That's just kind of where I'm leaning right now. But it can change on our preview tomorrow. I don't know. Let me get a good night's sleep, and we'll see what happens.
You know, it's weird about the SEC this year. A lot of tough quarterbacks this year. Cook, Pavia, Sellers is tough.
Dart
is very tough.
Milroe.
Milroe is tough. Lagway is tough. I'm just trying to think my way around. Van Buren has some mental toughness. We'll see about the physical stuff. He doesn't run the ball that much, but I mean, he's under pressure a lot, and he keeps getting back up. So that's, you know, Talen Green is tough. He's fought through some injuries this year. So Reed down at A&M,
top.
You got some ballers.
It's a really solid conference and with quarterbacks.
Yeah, and like, it's funny.
Quarterback position solid.
The two guys we thought were going to be the best two QBs this year, Ewers and Beck, have just been they've been okay.
Yeah.
You know, Ewers has fought some injuries, obviously, but Beck has just not been great this year. So, oh well. Mm-hmm. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef. Nope, that's not right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over. Just stop.
Jeez, what's it going to take?
I said Mississippi Beef Council first on this ad break for like 2 years, maybe three. I mean,
you literally just did this ad read.
I don't know what you want from me, man. I did the best I can. All right.
Well, the best isn't good enough.
I've had a long day. I may have to skip lunch because I've been working so hard. It's just,
you don't want to do that.
I mean, you know. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Guys, go to their website because you can't look at this awesome brochure that I have. You can't look at it. Well, you could. I guess you could talk to Cam Baker. He'll probably give you one. But the website's the easiest thing, piporiginal.com, and you can get an idea of the scope of the services that Pip Printing and Signs can offer you and your business to get the message of your business out there. When you want to bring customers in the door, you know, this isn't the olden days. You can't just stand out there, you know, bring them in with a bullhorn. You gotta have something, you know, we gotta be a little more sophisticated than that. That's what Pip Printing and Signs is gonna be able to do for you. Don't forget, when you're a Mississippi State fan, you can make a deal with Pip Printing and Signs. They will send 10% of whatever business you do with them directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You can become a Bulldog Initiative business by simply spending on printing what you already spent. That's a win-win for everybody. Call Cam at 601-499-5216 and tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Had a friend, I had a guy reach out to me today. It's like, want to grab lunch in Starville? Where should I go? Two Brothers Smoked Meats is where you should go. And you will enjoy it. I can promise you that. So hopefully he will take my recommendation. As you should as well, as many of you have through the years. And you, every time I get a new Two Brothers customer, and it happens every now and then, despite the fact that they've been open for so long and they're so popular, I still get a tweet every now and then like, hey, Dad, first time I've been to Two Brothers, and man, it's fantastic. You were right. It's like, yeah, I know. I know I was right.
The only people that say it's not good are haters.
I 100% agree with that.
They're just trying to disagree with us.
That's right. They should also be trying out the Older Brother, which is Starville's best new restaurant for that fancy sandwich. When you want to, you know, it's still a sandwich, but it's elevated a little bit. Go to the Older Brother. Also, the best French fries in the city of Starkville. And I don't really even like French fries that much, but I like the French fries. So I like the cornbread at restaurant, Tyler. It's the French fries at the Older Brother. I'll eat those. I'll eat those French fries. They're great. Enjoy it. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing now for 50 years.
50.
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service on something they've sold you, it's simply a phone call away. And that's the difference that they can make. So many other places, they'll sell you something and then, oh, you need service? Well, you need to call our 1-800 number. All right, you're going to be on hold for at least 45 minutes with those people. And they're going to try to talk you through a bunch of stuff that you know that's not going to work. Then they're like, all right, we'll make an appointment with you with this guy. He's coming to you, you know, from 5 hours away. Oh, I got to call this guy now. Okay, well, I can be there in a week. How does that sound? That sounds terrible. Just call Advantage Business Systems and get it taken care of. 601-362-9192. Or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Before you go to a game in any MSU facility. We don't have a name for the soccer stadium yet. We need to name it something. I don't know.
How about James Armstrong Soccer Stadium?
I like calling it. What about Matty Anderson, soccer stadium?
No, that'll work too.
All right, we'll figure that out. But until we do, make sure you're showing up to these games decked head to toe with Maroon & Co. They've got stuff you can't find anywhere else. They've got the most unique selection of Mississippi State gear. They've got the Bulldog Initiative gear that the coaches wear that you cannot find anywhere else. They're the exclusive provider. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off any regular price purchase. I was getting there. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, go to Maroon & Co. Don't you rush me.
Today, Junior?
I had a phone call come through, and I was like, it was one of those numbers I don't know, and I was like, I don't know who it is.
What just happened to me that you yelled at me about?
Yeah, but my camera didn't change.
You're not using your camera.
You're correct.
What am I supposed to do here?
I'm working with what I have. It caught me off guard about what it was. That's all it was.
Why don't you buy me a new camera that I can use at my house?
If Will East is listening, maybe he can make that happen for you.
You just continue to blame Will East. Will East is the root of all problems. It's all Will East's fault.
He's the worst. He's the Ralphie in this crew. All right.
I like Will too.
He's a good earner, but I'm just saying.
He's a good earner. That envelope comes in heavy.
Yeah. And I'm going to turn my hearing aid up so I don't miss it. I've been able to make the same joke 2 days in a row about Vesuvio having low salt selections with him and with Stefan. That's made me very happy.
That's excellent.
So, Mississippi State headed to Dallas for basketball this weekend against SMU. I didn't know anything about SMU, so I gave their schedule and everything a look. How many points per game is SMU averaging? Go. Guess.
82.
91.
Oh.
Now, they have piled up some big numbers on Tarleton State, Florida A&M, and Prairie View. Their one game against a really decent team, they played Butler, who Mississippi State could play next Friday. They lost that game 81-70. But in the other four games, they have put a ton of points on the board. And their scoring appears to be pretty balanced when you look at it. I think they've got four guys, maybe five guys in double figures. I think if you're State, you got to come into this game with the mentality of we need to get points. We're not going to win this game 80-70. We might have to win 90-80. So this is a good first test for Mississippi State and what they want to do offensively in a game where they need the points. You know, they've won some games this year where they put up big points, but they didn't have to because defensively they were good enough. This is one where I feel like they're going to need the points. If they slow down this team and they beat them something like 80-70, I'm going to be very impressed by it.
Yeah, and that really bodes well for you moving forward too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what we really know about SMU right now. Being a true road game against a power opponent, it's not going to be a cakewalk. That doesn't come around.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that it's going to be a tough game for them. It's going to be a challenge. I assume that they'll have a good crowd there because it's a power four opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those attract big crowds even in the early stages of the season. So I imagine there will be a good contingent of SMU fans there. And they got a good coach. So the program's healthy and all that. We'll see, you know. And 92 points a game, that's a lot by anybody. State's averaging 89.
Mm-hmm.
So they're averaging more points per game. Now, State has played the better opponent, yeah. I think, in Utah. But, you know, State's going to have to be a little more productive at the guard spots. That's a position that I'm not overly concerned about. But in a game like this, they've got to be productive there. You need – since that first game, Claudel Harris hasn't been a major factor in scoring. You know, Kanye Clary, they haven't gotten him fully going yet. Raleigh Kugel's shown some good things offensively. Those guys have got to be more productive.
Yeah,
along with Josh. You know, we all expect Josh Hubbard to be really good, and we all expect him to have a big game, and I think he's probably going to be – again, these are the kind of games that he really comes to play.
Yeah.
So I expect him to have a good game here. But they need some more pieces offensively to really get going. I think SMU's got a little more size on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to be – a little more balanced, I imagine. State's going to have to produce a three-point line to overtake that.
And but that the size thing, that's also – that was true Sunday against Utah. I mean, they the guy guarding Hubbard was 6'4". I mean, they had the size advantage. But Hubbard this year – and I'm going to talk a little – I talked a little bit more about him on Wednesday night's Thunder and Lightning Live. He you know, that was always the hope. Like, okay, he had a great freshman year. Let's see what he can be as a sophomore. He is clearly better. I mean, it's through four games, I know. And you remember his first four games last year, he's coming off the bench. He didn't really have a good feel for him. But he looks like a much better player than he did at the end of the season last year. He's getting to the hoop a little bit better. He looks stronger. He's just more consistent. The no turnovers through four games is an incredible statistic. I mean, especially, you're talking about a guy, he touches the ball more than anybody else. And yet he is somehow, through four games, not giving it away. That's mind-boggling to me. So, you know, this team is obviously going to go as Hubbard goes. And that's why on Sunday I wasn't freaking out, right? He's 1 of 7 in the first half. Everybody knows he's not finishing 2 of 15 or something like that. He's going to start getting his shots. When he gets his shots, it makes everybody else around him comfortable, and then they start making shots. He is the catalyst for this team. And the good news is, though, he doesn't have to do it alone. He's got plenty of help around him. This could be a showcase game for him against an SMU team. Like you said, this is for Friday night, that's a pretty good college basketball game between – I mean, I know two unranked teams, but could be a situation where people are, like, watching this and going, okay, Josh Hubbard is the real deal and could get some national pub out of it. This is a big game for State.
Yeah, and they got – I thought the reaction to the game the other day was very positive from some of the national media.
Yeah,
people that cover – that might not be as well known that they cover basketball for, you know, full time. They were able to see State because they're on ESPN2, and they were really impressed with what he did. I just feel like if he continues on this trend, he's going to be one of the most talked about players because he's not the biggest guy. He's one of those that, you know, he comes off a screen and he's firing. He's a rise and fire type shooter. He's exciting to watch. Like, those kind of players are not your normal. Yeah. You know, guards. Like, he is not your prototypical, you know, top of the line SEC guy. Like, he's kind of a throwback in a lot of respects. Yeah. You know, like, there's some, like, Chris Lofton to him and guys like that. There were some great SEC players back in the day that maybe not were the biggest players, but they were must-watch TV. And I think that's what Josh Hubbard is on track to being for Mississippi State.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think there's something also about Hubbard. When you watch him, you're like, you know, he's not really an NBA guy. So sometimes when, like, you're just watching a guy that you know is just a great college basketball player, nationally he gets a lot of momentum sometimes like that. So I'm interested to see how this works out. I expect a big game from Hubbard and MSU in this one. I think they take it. I think they're going to get this next stretch, Robbie. SMU, UNLV, winner of Butler.
Northwestern,
and then Pitt at home. If State's undefeated after that, buddy, it's time to start talking about them being one of the top teams in the country, in my opinion. So we'll see where it goes. All right,
big stretch.
Yeah,
big stretch.
You know what tomorrow's show is? Three P's. We've only got two of them left. You know, we wait all year, and now we only got two left. I know. So we'll do that tomorrow, 3 P's for Mississippi State versus Missouri. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, Mr. Thunder. Yo, tell me who's time it is now.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.